Phase 2 coronavirus vaccinations are underway in the state, opening this week despite the snowy weather. But some eligible people, seniors, are still struggling to book appointments for their shots because of technological and language barriers. Those challenges have especially frustrated Spanish-speaking seniors and healthcare workers in their efforts to learn about and schedule vaccinations. For more on this, we're joined right now by TBSAI Sea, a senior reporter for our partner, El Planeta. Hi there, and thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, Bob. How are you? I'm happy to talk.
I'm great. Thank you very much. Let me ask, what are you hearing from Spanish-speaking residents about the process of trying to set up their appointments?
Yeah, so I visited Chelsea Senior Center a few days ago, and they say they have been receiving between 40 and 50 calls a day from Spanish-speaking residents that are asking for help to get appointments. Others are seeking answers about, you know, the effectiveness of the vaccines, or even if they are eligible to get the vaccine if they are undocumented.
What are you hearing in terms of the biggest roadblocks toward getting an appointment?
So some of these seniors are frustrated with the website because it doesn't provide translation into Spanish. The state website does, but then once you pick a place on the map, it takes you to the particular website of each vaccination center where, you know, they ask you to fill out a form. And in most cases, it's only available in English. And also, you know, some advocates are complaining that many of these vaccination centers are not close to immigrant communities or, you know, communities of colors in general.
So not only are there translation issues, there are challenges in getting people to these vaccination sites.
Right. And, you know, it's not just older adults who are having a hard time. There are also healthcare workers who have not yet been able to get vaccinated. I was able to speak with a Dominican woman who is a personal care assistant for elderly and disabled patients in Lawrence. And she said she has tried to make an appointment for herself for weeks. And the system shows there's nothing available.
What about people's safety concerns about the vaccination itself? Is there reluctance in the Latin community about getting the shot?
Some people are waiting for other family members or friends to get the vaccine. So they, you know, they see how they react and what comments they make. So they gain more confidence. So when it's their turn, they kind of know what to expect. So I think that as time goes by, people are getting more confidence.
Has the state been working in the Latino community to try and allay some of those concerns? Have they been working adequately in that regard?
Well, there is hope that the situation will improve in the coming days and weeks, as I said. So, for example, in Chelsea, the city manager just confirmed that a new vaccination center will open on February 4th in partnership with the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center. So that's good news, you know, for a city that has been hard hit by the coronavirus. And Governor Baker has promised that other massive vaccination sites will open in the next 10 days. And we're hoping that some of them will be located near immigrant communities.
TBSAI Sea, senior reporter for our partner, El Planeta. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.